I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 28th of March, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Think about where you are, what you are doing. And then we go on a bit further to verse 9. The Lord says, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. The Lord says, my house is in ruins, but you are looking after your own houses. I want to tell you a little story I heard many, many years ago. I've never forgotten it. It's the story of two ladies. The one lady was extremely rich. She was a lovely lady. She was a very fine lady. But all her attention was focused on her own mansion. She lived in a beautiful mansion. And the other lady was her maid. She worked in the kitchen, looked after the house, made sure the dogs were fed, made sure the gardener mowed the lawns, and everything was done properly. That maid had nothing on this earth. She lived in a little room at the back of the mansion, and that's where she served her mistress from. They were both Christians. They both loved the Lord, but the maid spent hours in prayer. She was an intercessor. She was sending prayers to heaven all the time. She was praying for her mistress. She was praying for her friends, and she was a godly woman. One day, she got sick and she died. And the lady of the house was devastated because not only was she a maid, but she was her personal friend. And she went home to heaven. A few years passed by and the rich old lady also died and she went to heaven. And when she arrived in heaven, St. Peter was waiting for her at the pearly gates and he said, welcome home. And they started walking down the main street paved with gold. And there were huge mansions on either side of the road. There was that river running down the middle with trees that bared fruit every month of the year. As they walked on a little bit further, St. Peter stopped and he said, you see that mansion on the other side of the road? The old lady said, yes, that is where your maid lives. Wow, that is incredible. The old lady thought, well, if that's where my maid lives, can you imagine what my house must look like? They carried on walking and walking. Then the street of gold stopped and there was a street of silver and the houses were getting smaller. And she carried on walking and then eventually the road of silver turned into tarmac and they kept walking and the rich old lady started getting a bit worried. She said, Peter, where's my house? He said, it's coming. Then they went on to a dirt road. They carried on walking and then eventually they came to a little shack and Peter said to the rich lady, there's your house. She said, but why am I living in a house like this? He says, well, this is all you sent up from earth for me to build your house. Today, concentrate on the things of God, and he'll take care of the rest. Jesus bless you, and goodbye.